Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show. Our mission is to serve and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. Do you like to play the credit card reward game? It's been pretty unusual since the pandemic started, but I can tell you, if you are willing to pivot with the bargains in the marketplace, I'm all in for you. I got some new updates for you for perks from Amex and Navy Federal Credit Union that benefit, among others, our members in the military. And later in this episode, I'm going to talk about your credit score and all the places you can access it for free. You're not going to believe how much people are paying for their credit scores routinely today. So going back to credit, not credit scores, there are a number of deals right now for military personnel, be active duty, military, or a spouse, for a phenomenal offer from American Express. And I got to tell you, I kept looking for a gotcha on this, a catch, something that made it less than it appeared. And I can't find one because it's such a good deal, it seemed impossible. But American Express is offering annual fees waived on any American Express card for active duty personnel. That even includes the Platinum card that has an annual fee of, you're not going to believe this, it's $700 for the annual fee for the Platinum card. How could a card actually be worth having, if I want to be technically correct, a $695 annual fee? Well, if somebody's a frequent traveler, believe it or not, it would be worth the fee usually. But in this case, military personnel are getting the deal and not having to pay the fee for now. And then Navy Federal had a promotion last year, I guess it was, on a cash rewards card that temporarily boosted the cash rewards from 1.5% to 2% for a four-year period. And they were overwhelmed and had no idea how many people would apply for that card. And Navy Federal shut it off like that. And I had talked about it here, and I'd talked about it on TV, and people who didn't get around to it for a few days, all of a sudden, it was gone. It was history. But now Navy Federal has come halfway back, and they have a new deal that takes the standard cash back from 1.5 to 1.75. So not all the way back to that 2, but 1.75. So Navy Federal is the world's largest credit union. It's available to military personnel, their dependents, blah, blah, blah. I'm a member, and one of my daughters is now a member from me. My son is a member from me. My other daughter hadn't gotten around to it yet, but Navy Federal is great to be a member of, and there are these deals that come along like this 1.75%. Now, at the same time, you're better off going 2%, which you can do with the Citi Double Cash, or if you have any accounts with Fidelity Investments. Fidelity Investments has a variety of 2% credit card offers. They're not trial offers or for a limited period of time. It is 2%. And 2% is a great spot to be at in the credit card market. And so Navy Federal, again, 1.75 is good. It's not quite that 2%, though. Krista?
Clark, Cynthia in Georgia says, I'm in the process of getting my backyard graded with sod. The contractor asked for 40% up front. Should I do it?
Wow. That is something I guess could happen with sod. I've never heard of that before, because generally the installer gets the sod truck delivery, installs it, and then immediately you pay for the full job. I would be very, very, very nervous about you paying 40% up front, because anytime you pay any home improvement contractor significant money up front, if they end up skedaddling with your money, the odds that you ever get that money back is nearly zero. So I encourage you to rethink this, to get quotes from other people. And I just don't like the idea of you laying the money out that much up front. If what the contractor is saying is that the sod is 40% of the job, why don't you pay directly? If this is somebody you really want to work with, this contractor, instead offer to pay directly to the sod supplier for the sod, and that's subtracted from the bill. But paying that money up front with something that's such a short cycle from delivery to installation to full payment, I don't like it.
From Tina in Ohio, I'm in the market to buy a 2019 or newer car. Is it good to pay cash or finance? I heard the dealerships give you a better deal if you finance than if you pay cash. If I finance it, I would be paying off the loan ASAP.
So, Tina, here's the deal. Dealers routinely will offer you a better deal through the what they call the F&I department if you do finance there, because they make so much money on the financing. Sometimes there'll be a tie-in with the manufacturer, where the manufacturer will provide you some form of rebate that you only get if you finance with the manufacturer's financing. So it is possible that you'll save $500 or $1,000, is kind of where it will end up being, if you do finance at the dealership. Here's the problem. You're taking out a loan that you may have to leave in place by contract for maybe 6 months and pay interest on those 6 months before you're allowed to pay that loan to zero. You will have paid interest in the intervening time, and who knows what could go wrong with that process. You also could get stuck with what's known as a rule of 78s or sum of digit vehicle loan that would front load interest in the loan and wipe out what you would be saving by getting a deal from the dealer for financing there. Unless it's just an extraordinary amount of discount you would get, I would say pay a little bit higher price for the vehicle, pay cash, and be done with it.
This is from Vernon in South Dakota. Dear Clark, I found a site where you could type a medical procedure in and it would give a prepaid prices on a map that you could expand and zoom. I forgot the address and see a lot of lesser sites that target local areas and don't have as good of a search. I had some diagnostics that a regional chain billed insurance $7,000 for, but this site had the same for $700 in a nearby state. Help.
So I don't know if this is the one that you used before, but this is the one I talked about before, was mdsave.com. And it is for a variety of procedures and providers. I'll give you the most common procedures: colonoscopy, CAT scan, mammogram, MRI, ultrasound, X-ray are the most common, although they do more things. And then they, by specialties, they show you what's available to you, and you're able to get price comparison. And nobody has comprehensive everywhere, but I'm assuming this is the one you were talking about. If I assume wrong, I apologize. But yes, there is we've discussed before on the podcast, there are huge differences in cost for where you go for scans in particular and certain procedures as well. And it's not at all surprising that the cost of something may be 10 times as much at one place versus another. And that's why using one of these comparison shopping services is core and key. And these things are not available in every state, but they are available in many of the most populous states and some that are not as populated, but you're able to do the price comparison shopping.
This is from Greg in California. I had to tell you this very short, funny story. While listening to your podcast regarding receiving the scam or car warranty calls, I received three before you were done talking about it.
No way, no way.
I also laughed when you said maybe you've received one of these calls. If I get under three a day, it's a good day.
Wow. Greg, how'd you end up on all these sucker phone lists? That's terrible. So just know that anytime you get that car warranty call, it's bogus, it's ugly, it's dirty, it's rotten, and they are scoundrels. Hang up the phone. Better yet, don't even answer your phone if it's not a family or friend who's calling you. Now, we're talking about, top of this podcast, we're talking about credit card deals. Right now, I want to talk about your credit score. Do you know that a lot of people are paying big money to get their credit scores? And at the same time, there are places you can see your report and get your scores for free. Speaking of getting money instead of paying money, I want to remind you, you have just days left to enter our Clark Deals contest. You can win cash from my wallet up to $500. Just go to clarkdeals.com/contest.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So, just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do I have a deal for you today? How about spending $500 a year for a subscription to know your credit score? Can you believe it? Well, that is an offer that is available from the MyFICO people. I mean, that is unbelievable. And I saw a quote from a spokesperson for FICO who said that, who was talking about New York Times piece about why this is all so wonderful. Let me tell you something. It's wonderful only for one party in this deal, the MyFICO people, the Fair Isaac people. Do not allow anybody, whether it's Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, FICO, your bank, whoever, to rip you off for credit monitoring, for seeing your credit report, for seeing your credit score. It is obscene and insane. Nearly $500 a year. I mean, how ridiculous. You know, when you sign up for a credit freeze, with TransUnion, Experian, or Equifax, they're all going to try to sell you all kinds of junk. You go to annualcreditreport.com to see your credit report, which in a typical year, by law, you're allowed to see once each year for free, and that's the cooperative site of the three of them. But when you go to get your report, they're going to try to trick you into signing up for some kind of terrible subscription thing. Don't do it. Okay, so let me tell you some dirty little secrets about the business. You can see so much stuff about your credit for free. You may have a Credit Karma account that allows you to see your report for free, have credit monitoring for free, see approximation of your credit score, their version of your score, for free, whenever you want. Man, can I name the price again? Free. And as I've mentioned in the past, but don't mention much these days, Credit Sesame gives you access to their version of your score for free. And so you've got those things just from the get-go. But then if you want to see a FICO score, the same people that want to charge you this huge amount of money to see your score, you can see one of the versions of your FICO score from most credit cards. This all started with Discover. And congratulations to Discover. Discover is the most overlooked of credit cards in the United States, and they have always been innovative. And they're the ones who are like, you know what? We check our customers' credit scores every month anyway. We're paying for that. Why don't we turn it into a benefit for people? And before Discover did that, everybody treated your credit score as if it was a state secret. Well, thanks to Discover and the way the competitive marketplace works, now many credit card issuers, if you sign into your app or you sign into their website, you can see your credit score for free whenever you want. Because, yes, they track you every single month at least. They're looking at you. You know why they're looking at your credit score? Because they want to know if they should cut you off, if they should shut you down or cut your credit limit. So if they see that your credit trajectory is going the wrong way, they don't want to be in harm's way and have you default on your debt. So that's why they get the score, so you can see it for nothing. So I can go on the app, for you can do this for major issuers, pretty much all universally offer you your score for free on the app. It's easier on the app, but you, in many cases, can do so on the websites as well, and you should do that. So know that this is an area where what you don't know can hurt you. I think how often somebody will say, well, you know, they tell me I have bad credit, and that's why they're going to charge me 18% on my car loan. And I'll say, how do you know you really have bad credit? Well, I don't know. They told me I did. That is a con game that happens at a lot of car dealers where they tell you, oh, you know, I don't know if we can get you financed or not. I mean, I don't know if we can get it done. I mean, this looks pretty rough. And they may wholesale the money for your loan at 2%, and then they're charging you 14, 16, 18% because they tricked you into thinking that you had bad credit. You want to know what's going on with your credit. And it's so easy to do. Please do it, but don't let somebody else con you into paying them for access to the information. Now, one final word. You don't have a credit score. You have dozens of them. You'll get a general range using any model that shows you the FICO or what they call a FACO, some other scoring model, a Vantage score or something somebody dreamt up. What you're looking for is you're looking for horseshoes here. You're looking to have a general trend and direction of how you're handling your credit, your general credit health. And that you don't need to pay for.
Let's get to some questions. This one came in from Kurt in North Carolina. I work for a local branch of a national electrical distributor, and we deal with a fair amount of cash that we have to deposit. We're currently with a giant monster mega bank. The service at this branch has gotten progressively worse, and we're looking for other banking options. What is your banking recommendation when a business requires cash deposits?
So, Kurt, where you live in North Carolina, I can only hope there are a few what are known as community banks, small local banks. In addition, credit unions, many of them will take on a small number, it's usually a cap number, of businesses and provide banking to them. And so being with a giant monster mega bank is just poison for a small local business. They don't know who you are, the personnel change over, the caliber and quality of the service you're going to get with having to do continuous deposits is going to be a real problem. And just wait till there's a discrepancy between the cash that you feel you deposited and the giant monster mega bank credits you with. The chances you ever get that fixed when they short you on a deposit is about zero. That's why you want a local, accountable bank or credit union. And go interview them. If it really is a small local bank, you'll be able to go talk to the president of that bank about the services he or she offers at their bank and what they can do for your business beyond just dealing with this clerical thing that you can't get a giant monster mega bank to do in a customer-friendly way.
From Sam in Ohio, I have an Apple XR phone and I don't like it. I would like to upgrade. When is the best time to upgrade and get the best deal?
So the XR is actually a phone that had been a crowd pleaser, but we're way past the 10 series, both the 12 and the 13 run on 5G. The XR is a more basic phone in today's world. And I don't know if, because you don't like the XR, if you want to stay in the Apple world or you want to look at Android alternatives. But the upgrade deals available right now, because of the market share battle going on with Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, this is a great time to look at what each of them will offer you, not just on a new phone, but also what they'll offer you for monthly service. And so being a free agent right now, Sam, with your phone and your service is the most favorable for you as a customer that it's been in forever. And we just updated our cell phone plan guide at clark.com. We have it divided out for different volumes of customers, whether you are a light volume data user, a moderate volume, or a high volume, and then whether you are the only person on your plan, a couple, or there are multiple people on your plan, plus special deals that may be available because of your age, your profession, or whether you are current or prior military. So take a look at that and know that the deals right now are fantastic on trading in an old phone on a new one.
And from Jennifer in Florida, Costco will be opening a new store in my area in the next couple of months. Do they typically offer any membership deals with a grand opening?
Jennifer, usually they don't. They have a team of membership people they'll set up in a like a trailer at the construction site, and they'll work very hard to sell memberships up front. And typically they'll give you like some kind of trinket, like a tote bag or something to sign up. The real deal is not connected to a store opening. Costco does special new member promotions and lapsed member promotions. If you're a lapsed member, you have to have been gone from Costco as a member 6 months or more, where they offer maybe a $20 discount or a discount plus additional freebies. And those deals pop up irregularly, but more often than they used to. And we tend to post those deals for you at clarkdeals.com. And Jennifer, you're going to love Costco. But if you want to know the best time to ever shop at a Costco, it's Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday night when the stores are pretty quiet. And if you hate yourself, go on Saturday or Sunday, anytime on a Saturday or Sunday. And if we didn't get to your question or you want advice, please reach out for one-on-one free advice that we offer through the Team Clark Consumer Action Center. We're available to serve you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, Eastern time zone, 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. For free one-on-one advice, call 636-49-CLARK. That's 636-49-CLARK.